This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. It's a beautiful house. I fell on the way in, by the way. I'm fine. Not to worry.
We're suing. We want the house.
It's a great house.
To amputate her shoulder. It's horrible.
That was a real voicemail for my clients. I hope you could heard it all. He's a funny guy. Well, they're both just delightful people. And I couldn't have written a bit that funny. That was hysterical. They went to this open house, lovely house. So she fell on her way out and he's screaming in the background, "We're going to sue." It's very funny. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, research economist, take two, research economist Bjorn Kollerud. He works for locally RDN, a research company based in Santa Barbara, California. The discussion is the study they did for ADUs and how they are being used, who's using them, how much, North County, South County, very interesting. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll do in the first segment more year over year. I hope I have a year to date stat. Did I put that somewhere? There's too many pages and I did write that down because it's only been a few weeks, but it's something, it's a real high number. I think the last time I looked at it was, 2.9. Oh, I did. There it is. 35 sales. And it's through what date again? January 17th, which I'm calling the third week of the year. So a little bit of an overlap. And the year-to-date sales, only 35. So 35 divided by 3 is 12. What did we average in 2024? We averaged 15.36 sales per week, which was better than 2023, 13.23 sales per week, but not as good as 2022, 17.37 sales per week. But better than 2010. Which was 16.8 sales per week. Well, not better then, but close. We're at 15.36 sales per week for 2024. And I'm looking at a line list going back to 2010, and the lowest in that time span was 2010, 16.8 sales per week. 2011, 17.8 sales per week. In the next 2 years, 2012 and 2013, it was like 23 point something sales per week, but the median price was $800,000. Then a big jump to $946,000 in 2013, and then an even bigger jump to $1,150,000 in 2014. And the median price was $1,150,000, $130,000, $1,180,000, a jump to $1,285,000 in 2017. And the number of sales per week went up. 2013 was a bump. As I mentioned, 2012 and 2013 was about 23 point something sales per week. Then in 2014, when you had the big jump in the median price, $1,150,000, it dropped back down to 19.6 sales per week, then 20.7, then 20.4, and then 21.7 in 2017. And a bump in the median price quite a bit to $1,285,000. So people were still buying with the bump in the median price. And then, you know, about then almost 20 in 2018, median price was $1,255,000, a jump to $1,316,000 in 2019, and a jump in the number of sales. 7% jump, 21 sales. The unicorn year. No, not even yet the unicorn year. Big jump in 2020, 24.65 sales per week. Medium price, $1,006,000. A jump from $1,003,000 the prior year to $1,006,000 from 2019 to 2020. And a big jump. People started buying. there in 2020. That was COVID. But then 2021, the unicorn year, 26.4 sales per week, a jump of another 7% on top of the 16.5% jump on top of the, I mean, it just kept jumping in the number of sales. And in 2021, the median price, $1,962,000. And then the last 3 years, 22, 23, 24, it's all been a very, very similar. At one time, 22 and 23, the median price was the same, $2,212,000. And then somebody had to add another listing, which ruined the symmetry. Monk would be so upset, and I'm more like Monk than you, so I'm upset to this day. Keep waiting for someone to add another listing sold in the second 6 months of 2023 so we could have the same number of sales in each of the 6 months of 2023. It was 344 for each of the six-month period, same number. And median price was $2,212,000, just like 2022. So really, 2022, 2023, 2024, the median price, you could almost say, is the same. It's close enough for government work. Close enough for the radio. Number of sales in each of the 6 months in 2024, first and second 6 months, also very close, 401 and 398. It was in 2022 when you had a large disparity in the number of sales for 6 months versus second 6 months. It went from 519 to 384 second 6 months of 2022. And what happened that year? Well, interest rates. Interest rates went up. So that's a look back on 2010 to today on the number of sales and the median price. And I took a look at condos as well. Oh, quickly, for the last 41 weeks, I've been tracking the median price of the pending listings. I always gave the number of pending, and we have 44 pendings, which is on the low side. Towards the end of the year, we were usually in the 50s, but the last 3 weeks, it was 40, 38, now 44. But the real story is the median price. Going back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, it was $2,250,000, 2.6, 2.9, 2.6, 2.5 plus, and today 2.8 is the median price of the 44 pending listings. That tells a story. That's why year to date, for the first 17 days of the year, the first 3 weeks overlapping a few days of the end of the year, the median sales price is 2.9 million. I never forecast or predict. But I went out on a limb and guessed that because I kept seeing all these pending listings that had a high median price. So naturally, as my father said, if winter is here, can spring be far behind? So it's come to fruition. The roosters have, is it the chickens have come home to roost? You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. I have stats of 2010 to 2024 on condos, but I ran out of time. I don't know if the next guest will be with me for one or two segments. Got a lot of other information to share with you. We're going to have a research economist from RDN, Robert D. Niehaus, born Colorado. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.